Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting third. The catcher, Jim Essien. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Armas. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jeff Newman. Batting sixth. The DH, Mike Heath. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mario Guerrero. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Dave McKay. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jeff Cox. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Brian Kingman. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Peters. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting fifth. The DH, Champ Summers. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Wackenfuss. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dan Schottsetter. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson strikes out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a pop-up towards first. Hebner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is hit by the pitch. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Henderson chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards the plate. Essien fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Essien. Peters goes all the way around to score. Trammell moves all the way to home. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Tigers. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kingman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers takes first base on ball four. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a pop-up towards first. Hebner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Armas moves to second. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shot center fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Brookins reaches second base with a double. Wackenfuss goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brookins moves to third. One out. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Peters hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox strikes out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. Murphy hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Wackenfuss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemp hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hebner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hebner. The throw from Essien and he is out, Guerrero applying the tag. Two outs. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Summers takes first base on ball 4. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-1 in the game. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Armas hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-1 in the game. Newman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wackenfuss hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brookins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Guerrero hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0-for-1 in the game. McKay strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-1 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Trammell strikes out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Newman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kemp for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hebner hits a pop-up towards third. McKay settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-2 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hebner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Murphy for the out. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-2 in the game. Essien hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Summers hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowens takes first base on ball 4. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cowens moves to third. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox fields it, and throws to get the runner. and he throws it away. That's an error on Cox. Cowan scores. Wackenfuss moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 4-0, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-2 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wackenfuss tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, Tigers. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Peters hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Armas hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-2 in the game. Newman strikes out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-2 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Trammell strikes out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-3 in the game. Kemp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Hebner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kemp moves to second. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-1 in the game. With two walks. Summers takes first base on ball 4. Kemp moves to third. Hebner moves to second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Cowens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kemp scores. Hebner scores. Summers moves to third. Cowens moves to second. It's 7-0, Tigers. Dave Beard now pitching. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wackenfuss strikes out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tim Corcoran now playing first base. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 2-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Guerrero hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0-2 in the game. McKay hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Edwards pinch hits for Jeff Cox. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Guerrero moves to second. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-3 in the game. Henderson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 3 in the game. Murphy hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Edwards now playing second base. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Trammell hits a pop-up towards first. Newman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0 for 3 in the game. Essien hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Joaquin Fuss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Armas strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 3 in the game. Newman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Oakland Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.